Dr. Fauci, I don't know if you saw it, but on Monday Night Football this week, DeMar Hamlin, a player for the Buffalo Bills, collapsed on the field. You're not an NFL expert, and you're not an expert on any cardiovascular issues the player might have had. But what I want to ask you about, Dr. Fauci, is...
Hey, what's going on, folks? So apparently mainstream media is reporting that the FDA has approved its first honeybee vaccine. What? Vaccines for bees now? We'll read the article and talk about it. And the second story is Dr. Anthony Fauci went on television recently to weigh in on all the quote-unquote misinformation and disinformation of people theorizing on social media about what happened to Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin when he collapsed.
Yeah, it's horror that misinformation and disinformation, when you have a platform like social media.
We'll play a few clips from that interview and talk about it at the mercy of psychotic social media censorship teams, because we all know, even when you don't do anything wrong, these dishonest gremlins love to make up stories about what you said. But we're still gonna cover it. Hope you enjoy the show. Starts now.
It's the Dream Rare Podcast. Welcome to the show. The way to get the news at the desk or on the road. Let's go. God is great and success in our control. The world is crazy, but we get better from obstacles. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of the Dream Rare Podcast. We're going to cover Dr. Anthony Fauci's response to the DeMar Hamlin quote-unquote conspiracy theories and misinformation and disinformation, because apparently they tapped Dr. Fauci to quash that. And I have the clips of that. I know you're going to want to see that. But first, we got to weigh in on this story. CNN and mainstream media put out this story. The first ever vaccine for honeybees has been approved by the USDA. So, I mean, you can't even get raw milk in every state. It's not even legal to sell raw milk at stores, but they're vaccinating honeybees. My gosh. All right, let's read this article to see exactly what's happening. Because this world is so crazy. Do they mean they're vaccinating the bees? Do they mean the bees themselves are vaccines? Because this is like an actual, I think a year ago, they were like, we could put vaccines in plants. And it's like, just stop already. But let's see what they're doing. We'll read the article. The United States Department of Agriculture has approved the first ever vaccine for honeybees to prevent American foul brood disease, a fatal bacterial disease that could destroy honeybee colonies, officials say. The USDA told CNN that it issued a conditional vaccine license to Diamond Animal Health, the collaborating manufacturer for Dallin Animal Health, on December 29th. The agency said that it was its first licensure of a honeybee product. Oh, it's your first honeybee vaccine? You don't say. I thought there were thousands of them. We hope the availability of this product will aid in the prevention and or treatment of the disease, American foul brood in honeybees, given their central role in American agriculture, says the USDA in a statement shared over email. This is an exciting step forward for beekeepers, as we rely on antibiotic treatment that has limited effectiveness and requires lots of time and energy. I mean, I'm not going to read this whole article. You get it. They're approving a vaccine for honeybees. I mean, God forbid they just stop spraying pesticides everywhere, which I'm sure that's killing bees, but you can't stop the, you know, the Bayer Monsanto gravy train or anything. We just got to, you know, more vaccines and more pills and more pills and more pills. And then the average American just gets fatter and fatter and fatter and more vaccines and a vaccine for that vaccine and the vaccine for that vaccine. Well, honeybees are dying, so we got to vaccinate them. It's like, stop spraying pesticides and watch what happens. Oh, maybe not though. I'm just speculating, but you get it. Anyway, second story of the day is a very risky one for my Facebook and YouTube channel, but you know, it's Sunday. I'm willing to throw the dice at it. Whatever. I'm not going to silence this story just because I know how Facebook and YouTube works. It's like, if you talk about Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci, you almost have to just be like, Bill Gates has never been wrong in his life. He's an expert. He's so smart, and everything he does is just perfect for the world. It's like, if you don't just follow that script, they fact check you, they lie about you, they have their little operative gremlin friends emailing me. Like, it's insane. So with this clip, I'm going to play it and do my best to not destroy everything I've built. Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci on television weighing in on the DeMar Hamlin situation, because he's the expert they brought in, not for DeMar Hamlin's heart situation, but he's the expert they brought in to quash the misinformation and disinformation. And before I play this clip, I just want to say, it looks like DeMar Hamlin is like almost back to normal. He's doing great. That's amazing. That's the main story. I didn't even like people over speculating, but just like I don't like people on Twitter making up things that they don't know, I don't like Dr. Anthony Fauci on television basically just, you know, being a weirdo. But to each their own. Everybody has their own opinion. Here's a few clips. I have like five of them.
Dr. Fauci, I don't know if you saw it, but on Monday Night Football this week, DeMar Hamlin, a player for the Buffalo Bills, collapsed on the field. You're not an NFL expert, and you're not an expert on any cardiovascular issues the player might have had. But what I want to ask you about, Dr. Fauci, is...
I kind of like this interviewer. I mean, I don't like him, but he said, you're not an expert on the NFL, and you're not an expert on any cardiovascular issues that he might have had. He literally just kind of like shits on Anthony Fauci right in front of him. He's like, you're not an expert on cardiovascular issues that he might have. But I'm like, dang, that's quite the intro. But here's the thing, and I'm going to play more clips. I'm not trying to over-speculate on what's happening to DeMar Hamlin. I don't like if Pfizer does it. I don't like if right-wingers do it. That's just my personal take. I want to see what actually happened or at least get a glimpse into it. And the way you get a glimpse into it is by having the actual doctors who worked on him come out and do a press conference and explain what they saw. Not have Dr. Anthony Fauci run around television using the words misinformation and disinformation. Is Anthony Fauci's on the front lines of DeMar Hamlin? Did he look at his heart? Did he see what happened? Did he run all the tests? Or did he just run to ABC where this guy rightfully says, you're not even an expert on this topic, but you are, you know, we do want to talk to you. But hold on, for the fact checkers, Anthony Fauci's never been wrong. I need a candle that has Anthony Fauci on it. Okay, let's move on.
As I want to do in moments like that, I kept an eye on Twitter. And I can't tell you exactly how many minutes transpired, but it was less than 20 before people on Twitter began to say, well, clearly the vaccine caused his seizure. And that had a multiplier effect on Twitter, as these things tend to do.
So I'm going to play another clip, but personally, this is my perspective. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, their First Amendment. You're allowed to be right. You're allowed to be wrong. You're allowed to speculate. You're allowed to be overconfident in this country. You could act 100% sure on something you're not 100% sure. Not the best idea, but I believe you're allowed to do it with the First Amendment. That being said, I don't like the people that said, I'm 100% sure it was the vaccine and I'm going to push. It's like, wait a second, but just like, I didn't like that people did that. And you're allowed to, in my view. Dr. Anthony Fauci on television is a weird look. I mean, it almost feels like, I'm not going to call it a cover up, but he's just like covering for the narrative instead of putting an actual doctor who was in the room to be like, no, listen, it wasn't myocarditis. It wasn't the vaccine. It was this. I mean, I still would be skeptical, obviously, of everything to see if I even trust them, but that would make me feel a little more better than Anthony Fauci. It's like, you're not in the hospital room. You're not one of the doctors working on him, but tell us why this is wrong, even though has he done the full investigation on DeMar Hamlin? All I'm saying is for the PR team that's running this little thing, not a good idea, in my view, to put Anthony Fauci on television, because I think it raises more question marks to even middle of the road people. How he's just going out there without being the one that really investigated. It's like, if something, God forbid, I hope it does, but like if something happened to me and then like Dr. Fauci runs the television, like, yeah, I didn't even like invest. I didn't look at, but this is what it isn't for sure. It's like, it doesn't come off right. It just comes off kind of like seedy and weird. But you know, at this point, if you trust Dr. Anthony Fauci and you think he's the return of Jesus, if you don't, you have a brain and you know, it's just like, anyway, let's look at what he says about the misinformation and disinformation.
Well, my reaction is one of concern about...
Isn't it horror? Borderline? More than concern?
Yeah, it's horror that misinformation and disinformation, when you have a platform like social media that exponentially spreads...
There's more to the clip. I'm going to play two more clips in a second, but I have to say this. I would trust someone talking about, I mean, the words misinformation and disinformation is a gray area, let's just say. But in general, if they told the truth and said, listen, there's people on the right wing that push misinformation. There's left wingers that push misinformation. There's conspiracy theorists who push misinformation. But then there's also, you know, big pharma pushes misinformation. You know, Rachel Maddow pushed misinformation. Rochelle Walensky pushed misinformation or disinformation or made mistakes. So if someone came out, I know they're not trying to gain our trust. I understand they're trying to divide and conquer. I understand they have so much power that they don't even need to be right. And they have liability shields, so they don't have to go to court over certain things. But if I'm just speaking out loud, if they actually wanted to gain my trust and tens of millions of people who are like fair, honest people, you would be like, listen, there is misinformation and disinformation on Twitter from conspiracy theorists, but there's also been a lot of misinformation from the experts and a lot of failures and a lot of data sets that didn't turn out to be true and a lot of 100% efficacy tweets that turned out to not be legit. So as a doctor, I understand why people are skeptical, but here's what I'm going to do to make it right. Obviously, Anthony Fauci is not that person. Obviously, he doesn't care. Obviously, he's not trying to gain people in the middle's trust. Obviously, it's like a battle going on between this and this, but that's just, you know, all I can do is try to be as honest as possible. And that would be the way to actually gain people's trust, to say, listen, we did make some mistakes. Albert Bourla made some mistakes. Rachel Maddow made some mistakes. I made some mistakes. Rochelle Walensky made some mistakes. And we understand that misinformation and disinformation from our side is just as fake news from the other side. Like, they never admit they're wrong. When they give out data sets that aren't true, it's just evolving data, or it's the best we had, or, you know, it's like the shtick is just so old. I want to play these two clips. I'm excited and nervous at the same time, but I don't really care. It is what it is. Let's roll the dice. This interviewer actually brought up the truth about why people are suspicious with the Damar Hamlin. I'm not saying it's 100% accurate. We won't know until the actual doctors talk instead of Anthony Fauci. But in general, the interviewer brings up myocarditis. And he says, you know, a lot of these people on Twitter are referencing the very rare, you know, shred of evidence that shows that, you know, vaccine in some rare shred cases has, you know, brought up myocarditis. He actually calls Fauci out, and Fauci does not look happy about this. It's like, how dare you give me a real interview, bucko? You're supposed to just follow the script. I mean, pretty interesting.
That's what happens when disinformation disincentivizes people to get proper interventions for a threat like a pandemic.
And in some of these instances, as you well know, Dr. Fauci, there is some shred of evidence myocarditis was related to vaccines. It is a heart issue. I'm not a doctor. You are.
Okay. All right, CBS guy. He said it, not me. All right, let's watch the second.
That's a shred,
right,
of evidence.
A very small shred, right. What?
And explain how then this can get conflated.
Of course. In a very, very rare case, some of the mRNA vaccines can cause a self-limiting, almost invariably benign, inflammatory response in the heart, which generally resolves in a very short period of time.
I mean, pretty ballsy from the, what was it, CBS? I already forget which three-letter agency or news network, whatever it is. But it's like, he brought up to him, he's like, you know, the reason people are questioning is because there are rare cases of vaccine-induced myocarditis. And he's like, yeah, it's really, really rare. And, it, you know, it's like benign and it's nothing. Here's a few things I'm going to say. I'm going to try to be as careful as possible. The first thing is, I'm not saying what happened to Damar Hamlin was the vaccine. I just want to hear the actual doctor, not Dr. Fauci. I want to hear the doctor in the room explain to me that his heart wasn't inflamed prior, or, you know, something didn't happen, and explain the science of it. I don't want Anthony Fauci running around just for me. I mean, they don't care about me, but, you know, running around television talking about misinformation, disinformation. My, you know, thought process is this. What happened to Damar Hamlin is extremely rare. Either way, whatever ends up being the cause of it, I have no idea. It's very, very rare. I mean, it's so rare, I don't think I've ever seen it on a football game. So it is rare. With that being said, I'm not saying myocarditis caused that, because I don't know that, and I'm not going to make a false claim because I'm not that type of person. But if myocarditis is really, really rare, and what happened to Damar Hamlin is really, really rare, then how does myocarditis being really, really rare rule it out for any athlete? You know, it's like they act like, well, it's really, really rare. Yeah, it is rare, but it happens. Whether it's one person, 10 person, 100 person, 1,000 person, I don't know how many it is, but it's like that doesn't mean if a rare thing happens that because it's rare, that means it can't be. Like, it doesn't make any sense to anybody with half a brain. But at this point, if you have half a brain and you haven't been completely lobotomized by the media, then every aspect of this entire rollout is completely obvious. So I'm not saying that's what it is. It's just like that doesn't make sense as an excuse for why it's not. I want to hear the actual doctors that are in the room explain it, and I would believe it a lot more, or at least have some evidence to work off of for my opinion. With that being said, and I want to hear Damar Hamlin. I mean, God bless the kid. I'm glad he's alive, and it's an epic recovery. It's amazing. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to read some comments, then I'm going to keep this pretty brief probably. I'm not saying whether it's the COVID vaccine. First of all, this vaccine, the Pfizer and the Moderna, is synthetic mRNA, right? I don't know what's going on with it. I guess VAERS reporting is a conspiracy theory, even though it's a government, you know, vaccine injury system. So I can't even go off that data because it does, you know, according to the media, it's like a crazy kooky conspiracy theory, even though literally the government created VAERS to track side effects and injuries from vaccines, because during the Reagan administration, they took away liability. Vaccine manufacturers for childhood vaccines used to get sued a lot, and it wasn't going well for their industry. So they struck a deal with Congress and the Reagan administration to pass the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act in the 80s. When they passed that, they realized that now Big Pharma had a massive liability shield. You couldn't sue them anymore for certain vaccines for side effects, injuries, or God forbid, death. So when they did that, when they passed this liability shield in the 80s for Big Pharma, they created the VAERS system. This is factually accurate. VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. It wasn't created by Alex Jones. It wasn't created by Bill Cooper or Robert Anton Wilson or David Icke or Donald Trump. Or, you know, it was created by the government for a way to track vaccine injuries to make sure that nothing went crazy when they took away the liability shield. That's what it is. So the fact that almost every single major media company, I mean, you can only find maybe like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tucker Carlson. Like, there's only a few people even in the Republican Party that'll even bring that up. And the whole left-wing media acts like it's a crazy, kooky conspiracy theory of a bunch of nutty moms who just like are Looney Tunes. But it's a government system that they purposely created to track the injuries. And now we're supposed to not talk about it. I don't know if what's true on it, but that's what we have. And you're and it's like not even a thing. With that being said, under the PREP Act, the PREP Act, I believe it was passed by George W. Bush, and it was triggered when, and this is an interesting thing. I'm doing a whole mini documentary. People want me to stop talking about this, so it just makes me want to talk about it more. You know, the PREP Act shields Big Pharma from liability under an emergency. So now you can't sue them for side effects of their products if there's an emergency. The emergency was triggered under Donald Trump's administration. And the person, I believe, who has the power to trigger the emergency is the head of HHS, right? So who did Donald Trump put at the head of HHS? I brought this up many times. Did he put an outsider that was fighting Big Pharma and fighting the swamp? No, Donald Trump took a vaccine lobbyist, a vaccine executive, former executive, Eli Lilly, Alex Azar, and he put a Big Pharma guy, like one of the biggest Big Pharma swampers there is, he put him at the head of HHS. So a former Big Pharma lobbyist was the person who declared the emergency in America, who then covered a liability shield for these Big Pharma products. And all I'm going to say for this, because I'm not one of these people that's emotional and overreacts and exaggerates about injuries. I understand that for the most part, they're rare. But the question is, how rare are they? I have no idea. But all I know is every time you hear someone like Dr. Anthony Fauci or anybody at Big Pharma or anybody at the CDC, they say safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. That's all they say, right? So let's talk about the efficacy. Is it 0%? Well, doesn't look like it's 0%, but it's certainly not 100%. At first, they said it was 100%, then 99%, then 98%. So Rochelle Walensky, Rachel Maddow, people like Dr. Anthony Fauci, they over, and Albert Bourla from Pfizer, they overhyped the efficacy. So the big phrase they always say is safe and effective. Is it not effective at all? I don't know enough to say that, so I'm not going to make that claim, but it's definitely not as effective as they said when they were rolling it out, 100%, 99%. the efficacy kept dropping with the more data that came out. So that part of what they were telling us, in my view, they've been exaggerating about. And then the safety part, here's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying most people that got it aren't fine. I mean, look around. It seems that way. However, here's the thing. If you really believe it's super safe, take away the PrEP Act, because the PrEP Act is shielding the liability. If you get injured from that, you can't sue. If you get an adverse event, you can't sue. If someone in your family passes because of it, you can't sue, because they have a liability shield that was launched by the pharmacy lobbyists that Donald Trump put in at the head of HHS. And it's been there, and they've been declaring emergency, emergency, emergency. Every time they declare an emergency, why are they declaring emergency? There's no emergency. Well, I just gave you one reason they might be doing it, besides the funds and the power they get. The PrEP Act liability shield that gives Big Pharma complete immunity from being sued under that clause. So this is all I'm saying. I don't think that it's as bad as some of the people are saying on Twitter. You know, I think some people are exaggerating on both sides of the equation. But if you truly believe that it was 100% safe and 100% effective, or whatever you're telling people are mostly safe, then take away the PrEP Liability Act and let the lawsuits flow in, okay? Because there must be very few people trying to sue from injuries if they're so rare. But they want that liability shield. So they run around the television saying, oh, it's this. Okay, sure. Then take away the PrEP Act and let the lawsuits flow and beat these people in court. Tell these people in court that they're conspiracy theorists. Tell these people in court that something else injured them and not that your product. And tell the judge that. But they don't want to do that. So, I mean, it's pretty, in my view, it's pretty obvious what's going on. And I'm not saying that for Damar Hamlin. I want to hear from the actual doctor. I'm not going to make up and say it's a pharmacy product that did it to it, because I don't have any idea. And I'd be lying to you if I acted 100% confident. But Dr. Fauci going on television to shoot down misinformation when he's not the doctor in the room that has the information just reeks of a cover-up. And I'm just going to say it. I'm not saying it is a cover-up. It just reeks of one, because it's like, you know, the second something happens, oh, it's not that. You're just as fake as the people that are saying it is that. You know what I'm saying? The people that are saying, I'm 100% confident it was the pharmacy product, they're lying unless they're in the, they don't know. They're just guessing. You know, they're pushing their narrative and their agenda, which is, I want to expose Big Pharma. So they're just assuming that it's the product, even though they don't know that that's true. Just like they're lying about how confident they are in something that they're just speculating on, so are the people that are saying it's not that, when they don't, you know. And I'm not saying it is. You get what I'm saying? It's just like, show me the proof that it is. You can't just say, well, that's rare, so because it's rare, it means it. Well, rare doesn't mean non-existent. Rare means rare. And I can't think of anything more rare than what happened to Damar Hamlin. So, you know, let's be honest about it. I'm going to make a whole mini doc. So I want to share a few things, just like semi off topic before I leave. You know, someone responded, I did this like positive video, and I said, like, you know, in the start of the new year, Trump, Biden, and any of these people, they're not going to affect your life more than your cell phone is. I believe that's true. Your battle with your cell phone, how productive you are, how joyful you are, your ability to put your cell phone down and do something that you enjoy. It, like, the cell phone's the ultimate temptation. It's the ultimate blessing. It's the ultimate curse. It's the ultimate tool. You could learn anything. You could waste, you know, be happy, be mad. So I said, I try to put out a positive message and say, your battle with your cell phone matters more than any political thing. And I just thought it was funny. Some guy on Facebook was like, Anomaly, I'm so sick of your videos. I have Anomaly, like, overstimulation. I'm like, one, that's like the first really positive video. Someone just said, you're an idiot. Actually, Debbie, you're an idiot, Debbie. You're probably an idiot, but it's okay. I know that you're like convulsing. You're probably looking at a mirror screaming idiot. It's like, it's you, Debbie, not me. But I don't even know why you're mad. I'm being so nice today. But anyway, you know, someone said I have like overstimulation. And I'm like, you don't have to watch the videos. You can click X. But also, it's like, you wait till the nicest, like most positive bipartisan video I put out to like get mad at me. It's like, some people just like to be mad. I thought that was funny. And then someone on, you know, Instagram, I'm not going to say who, because I don't care. I don't need any drama in my life, but an influencer of some sorts, I'm not really even sure who they are. They basically came at me, and they're so tired of me reporting stuff on Donald Trump that they're trying to basically shut me up and be like, yo, stop hating on Donald Trump. And here's the thing. I'm going to just be honest today. I'm honest all the time, but I'm just saying in general, like, when I report on the Democratic Party, and I report stuff, whether it's Fauci, big pharma corruption, whatever, I report what I believe to be true, and I always show evidence. I'm not just making stuff up. People say, great work, great journalism. When I report on the rhinos and the Republicans that are all fraudulent, nobody likes, everybody says, great work, great reporting. When I report on Donald Trump's corruption with big pharma and I show evidence and proof that everybody wants to ignore, all of a sudden I'm hating. So when I report the truth on everyone else, it's just reporting. But when I report the truth on Donald Trump and his big pharma complicity, all of a sudden I'm just a hater and I just have to be obsessed with them like you are. I'm sorry, but every time an influencer tries to silence me, I'm going to push that much harder. So I made Instagram video or an Instagram story showing exactly what I'm talking about. You know, and this is all I want to say before I leave, because I don't want to make it about him. But in general, left wingers for 4 years went insane because they hated Donald Trump so much. It's like they didn't care about anything. They didn't care about lobbying, corruption. Everything was like they just had Trump derangement syndrome. And all they wanted to do was stop him, no matter how good of what he was doing was. There's a lot of, I'm not going to say bad people, but brainwashed people on the right too, where you have to understand what lobbying is. If I took $1 million from Pfizer and I hired a bunch of pharmacy lobbyists to work for me, you should call that out. I mean, that's an ethical problem with my reporting. I want you to call that out, right? It's not about me, it's about that. I mean, lobbying in politics is a huge problem. You have massive donors that are paying off both parties to lobby them and get their swampers in office. So I've put evidence up that nobody wants to talk about because they're obsessed with the guy, that Donald Trump took $1 million from Pfizer. Donald Trump got lobbied by Big Pharma. And then Donald Trump put pharmacy lobbyists, literal lobbyists for the pharmacy industry. He put them at the biggest position in the land, who were the ones who declared an emergency to provide a shield for Big Pharma. That's journalism. Donald Trump took lobbying money and hired a bunch of lobbyists. This is a fact. But you don't want to talk about that fact. You're trying to cover up the pharmacy lobby because the pharmacy lobbied your guy and you don't want to talk about it. I can promise you, when you come at me and try to silence me for this topic, you are not the good guy in this situation. You're the bad person, okay? I'm not bad for reporting on Big Pharma. Big Pharma lobbied Biden. Big Pharma lobbied Trump. Big Pharma lobbied the Democrats. Big Pharma lobbied the Republicans. But you don't want to, it's hating because your guy took the money and hired a bunch of lobbyists and you don't want to report on it. Get out of my face, okay? Because you're just inspiring me to work that much harder, to call it out that much more, okay? But the story of today, I'm just letting people know, anybody trying to like silence me or pressure me or bully me, or dox me, you know, I don't care, okay? You know, you're not gonna stop me from reporting the truth because I actually wanna get results. And the way you get results is by confronting the issue. If you notice that the politicians you love are getting lobbied by lobbyists, they might stop, you know? They might actually have to stop when it's like, oh, you know, just like what Matt Gaetz did to, you know, the Swampers and Kevin McCarthy's and stuff. The jig stops when they realize that you know what they're doing. In their head, I have their vote locked up. I mean, I'm just being honest. The people that are like worshiping this guy, you guys are the most lame duck, useless, like on the chessboard of actually getting something done. You're a nothing in his eyes. It's like these people will do whatever. I could shoot somebody in the street and these people would still vote for me. So I don't need to please them. So the Republican Party, including Trump, are pleasing the lobbyists and pleasing the big donors because they know the big donors matter more than you. So the only way you can matter more than the big donors if you acknowledge that your party is also being lobbied by the lobbyists. Someone said solutions, that's a solution. It's so simple. It's actually very, very easy, but it involves people not being so emotional over a guy that they like in politics. It's like falling in love with a car salesman at a Toyota thing. And I'm like, yo, he just sold you a bunk Toyota. It doesn't even have an engine in it. It's not going to start. But I love him. But I love the car salesman who just sold it to me. So are you hating? Are you hating on my new Toyota? Noah, Toyotas are great cars. I'm just saying he sold you a bad one. And then you drive it off the lot. The engine falls out. And you blame by like, it's like, oh, maybe it was the rhinos. Maybe it's time to stop being so naive and foolish. It's so obvious. So those are the stories of the day. And I'm going to have a second solution, but the first ever vaccine for honeybees approved by the USDA. The USDA is now going to inject honeybees with vaccines. I mean, these freaking psychopaths will do everything besides stop spraying pesticides. Fauci weighs in on the Damar Hamlin situation. I already weighed in on that. And I want to say this too, just like how there was a coalition to try to get some stuff done, I'm debating. I got to figure out what I could do. I have a huge network. We got a lot of gym bros. We got a lot of honest conservatives. We got a lot of yoga teachers, patriots, health advocates. I have a huge audience. I have over 2 million people across multiple platforms. Not saying this to brag. I'm saying this. I'm trying to be even more useful than I'm already being. And I want to do something about the food quality in America. Someone brought up pesticides. I'm on board with that. I think they're spraying too much. Also, what I've been explaining through other videos, and I'll make it brief, is I believe Americans are being essentially, not like completely poisoned, but are being essentially poisoned with toxic ingredients that are making us fat, unhealthy, lazy. And I mean, our country is a mess right now. Obesity is rising, depression's rising, pharmacy pills are rising. Our country is like a big pharma sold out hellhole. And people don't want to acknowledge the fact that Biden and Trump are sold out to big pharma. So they cry when I mention it because they love the orange vaccine guy instead of the blue one. It's like cry me a river. Okay. Both parties are sold out. They don't care about you. They're working for McDonald's and Pfizer and Moderna. Okay. Boo hoo. I'm sorry. I just ruined your little fake fantasy. If you need a thrill, go watch Game of Thrones or something. Okay. Don't fantasy role play with politics and fall in love with the car salesman. It's pathetic. But anyway, nobody cares about the food quality in America. And here's the thing. They ban healthy things more than they ban unhealthy things in this country. I mean, raw milk, me personally, I'm not telling you what to do. I like to drink raw milk. I could get it in California, believe it or not. They sell it in stores. In most states, they don't sell it in stores. It's easier to get food dye that's banned in Japan and Europe than it is to get raw milk in this country. We are such a fake country right now. Fake food, fake television, fake politicians, fake actors, everything's so fake. But here's the thing. We don't, in my view, we don't need any of these toxic food dyes in our food. If you look at, you know, M&M's, they're doing feminist M&M's, female, they're brainwashing people with left-wing activism while the ingredient, who cares if there's a woman on the package when the ingredients are so toxic, they don't even let you sell them in most places in Europe. You don't need red dye, yellow dye number 7. In other countries, there's vegetables and other natural things that you can dye stuff with. I mean, I look at all the ingredients of everything I drink. I don't drink high fructose corn syrup. I don't drink corn syrup. Anything with food dye, I don't drink. I'll find a drink that's maybe not the greatest thing, but it uses like beta carotene, something natural to dye it. I don't need my drink blue. It's staining my teeth. The crap is so bad that it's banned in Europe. Like, it's disgusting what they do to our food. You could buy McDonald's in Texas. It's not even the same McDonald's that it is in Japan. And in Europe, the dough conditioner, which is not necessary to make dough, you don't need it. It's totally useless and, in my opinion, terrible for you. You go to Europe and they don't have that dough conditioner in their McDonald's. They're not using the same type of meat. You know, in the candy, none of the candy is the same. All of the American brands that were made in America are giving premier ingredients to Europe because apparently they're not as brainwashed and sold out as America. And their products are actually way less bad for you. It's like actual chocolate, actual like normal food dyes that aren't like artificial, that just dyeing it with paprika and other stuff. So that's kind of my mission for the year, is neither party gives a crap about us. They're both sold out to pharma. This country's sliding, whether Trump or Biden wins, whether people want to admit it or not. I want to try to form some sort of coalition to stand up to not just big pharma, but big agriculture to at least get the standards. I'm not telling you not to eat chocolate, but when you eat chocolate, read the ingredients because you're not eating chocolate, okay? Chocolate's delicious. I'm not one of these people. I don't measure my food, okay? I'm not like a yoke bodybuilder that's like cutting up my chicken in squares. I'm not a perfect person and I don't eat perfect. I'm not trying to act like I'm holier than thou and tell people, oh, you can't eat this. Eat actual chocolate, cacao. Don't eat a chocolate ingredient from one of these nonsense companies. And there's 100 ingredients. What do you think it's doing to your body? That same product in Europe and Japan is totally different. So we need this country. They're regulating everything. They're mandating vaccines. They're banning raw milk. They need to ban these garbage ingredients. And some people are going to disagree from a libertarian perspective. But to me, it's like, you know, you can't just like stab somebody. You can't punch somebody in the face. You shouldn't be able to give people these toxic garbage ingredients that are banned all over the world. It's disgusting. This country hates the people of this country. They're giving us food that's destroying us. And I'm not telling people not to eat a hamburger, not to eat a patty or a chocolate. I'm just saying our chocolate, our patties, and our buns are illegal all over the world because they're not even real food. They're disgusting and they should be illegal. The American companies should feel disgraceful for doing all of this garbage in America and then exporting premier products to everybody else. Oh, we'll give healthy products to Europe, but we'll poison our own people. These people should be ashamed of themselves. So, you know, Trump is not going to save us there. Biden's not going to save us there. Nobody really cares except for maybe Thomas Massey. So, you know, I'm trying to leverage my vote or try to, I got to figure out how to do this, but, you know, get millions of people together. And that's my energy. I'm not going to sit around just clapping like a seal for people like Ted Cruz. I'm not going to just sit around clapping for Donald Trump. You can do that if you want, do absolutely nothing and get fooled by a bunch of politicians. I want to build a coalition of millions of people that have an actual agenda. Hey, I got 4 million people here who aren't going to vote for Republicans unless you stand up to Big Pharma. We're not going to vote for you. We don't care. We don't care if Nancy Pelosi. Oh, but Nancy Pelosi's going to win. You are Nancy Pelosi dressing in drag. So we don't care anymore unless you clean up the food supply, stop getting sold out to Big Pharma, actually try to hold them accountable. You know, have a certain thing, but maybe I could start with just the food supply so I don't get too big for my britches and get a bipartisan sort of group together, because I know millions of Democrats who care about this. They're just too brain dead from hating Donald Trump to even process what's going on, pun intended. A lot of food is processed. But, you know, maybe I could just keep it simple and try to actually make an impact on our food supply. I don't know how far I'm going to go, but I don't like the fact that they're spraying everything with pesticides. I don't like the fact that all their ingredients are toxic. And for those who think the price is going to go way up or it's just so bad, guys, it's not that hard to make other stuff. Like if you look at an M&M, go look at the ingredients in M&M. I would not put that garbage in my mouth. I used to when I was a kid. I still eat chocolate. I still eat sweets. I still eat hamburgers, but I'm not buying. I mean, even at health food stores, everything's filled with canola oil. And I mean, to actually find something that's something, you have to look extremely hard, even in Whole Foods. Okay. Whole Foods. And I don't know the other, like the Mother's Market and Gelson's, there's all sorts of like, you know, hipster, like, oh, we're healthier stores. Look at the back of your olives, guys. I can't even find olives that are in olive oil. You just assume if you have a package of olives that it's in olive oil. But if you turn over the back, all of them have canola oil. It's not even the olive oil. They're so cheap and freaking scammy in this country that they'll give you olives in canola oil and you just assume that it's olive oil and it's not, because they want to save an extra buck. And also, I mean, I don't want to eat that crap. Why would I? It's insane. But even health food stores don't even care. But I'm not going to ban canola oil, but absolutely the artificial flavors, the dough conditioners, like one of these things is like Brahma meat. Like you would be shocked at the amount of like toxic garbage sludge that they allow in America that they don't allow anywhere else. And all these companies make different products for everybody else. They give everybody else good products. That's why in Europe, everybody's not as fat and as like dying. But in America, like everyone's dying. Everyone's on pills. Everyone's on fat. What is it? I don't know. Is it this? It's all of those things. So I'm going to focus on that in the new year. Try to build some sort of coalition and hold the line and say, we don't care about your little clown rally. We don't care about your fake, you know, left-wing activism, Democrats and Republicans. Obviously, I still think the Republican Party is better, but really they're not good enough. So we're gonna hold the line and try to basically use that to get them to do something. Because at this moment, this country sold out to big agriculture, big pharma, and they're killing our peoples. They're slowly just killing us. And it's got to stop, and it's not going to stop. So, and the fact that like even me saying this is controversial, it's like, but I like the one guy. So it's got, he doesn't give a crap. He's selling McDonald's and vaccines. You think he cares about this stuff? It's like people got to get a little bit tougher and, you know, stop going so easy on these politicians. God bless you guys. Appreciate it. Have a beautiful day. I'll think more about it, but I'm throwing it out there to the atmosphere. Any of the gym bros or health people that I, you know, follow that have any ideas how to do that, I think we could easily get a couple million people. And then we just got to figure out exactly what it is, like a list of 10 things like here, you know, start with that. If we have success, then we can move on, but I'll figure it out. Appreciate it. Have a good day. I'll be back soon. Let me know what you think about the two stories. But